Fighting continues in Iraq today, much of it near the southern city of Basra, where British forces are battling Iraqi militiamen. Outside Baghdad, the U.S. Army is preparing for its assault on the capital. Yesterday, the Army fought an intense battle with Iraqi troops, many of them using guerrilla tactics. U.S. officials said as many as 500 Iraqi soldiers were killed. This morning, President Bush spoke in Tampa, Florida, at MacDill Air Force Base, home of the U.S. Central Command. The president called those Iraqi fighters the desperate elements of a doomed regime.
We cannot know the duration of this war, but we are prepared for the battle ahead. We cannot predict the final day of the Iraqi regime, but I can assure you, and I assure the long-suffering people of Iraq, there will be a day of reckoning for the Iraqi regime, and that day is drawing near.
President Bush speaking at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the U.S. military campaign headquarters in Doha, Qatar.
The most confusing situation may be in Basra. British forces have been battling Iraqis outside the city, and last night they received reports of a possible uprising inside. Overnight, British officials reported that Iraqi paramilitary troops were firing mortars from one part of the city to another. That's what inspired speculation that part of the populace revolted, forcing Iraqi authorities to open fire. British forces responded with artillery of their own, trying to destroy the mortar positions. They also called in an airstrike, bombing the Basra headquarters of the ruling Ba'ath Party. But Iraq denies there was any revolt, and as of yet, U.S. and British forces have not moved into the city itself. Though there is no clear sign of regular army troops in Basra, paramilitary forces and security forces still control the city. Today, U.S. Brigadier General Vince Brooks became the latest U.S. official to denounce Iraqi tactics.
The practices that have been conducted by these paramilitaries and by these others who are out there, sometimes in uniform, sometimes not in uniform, are more akin to the behaviors of global terrorists than they are to a nation. And that certainly is in our mind at this time.
When the conflict began, Basra was defended by a regular army division known as the 51st Mechanized Infantry. U.S. military officials announced early in their campaign that the entire 51st Division had surrendered, taking 8,000 soldiers off the battlefield. But it turned out that the U.S. had taken nowhere near that many prisoners. U.S. officials explained the discrepancy by saying that Iraqi forces weren't surrendering, but rather deserting, abandoning their guns and fleeing home. Now, British troops report fighting against the tanks and armored vehicles of the 51st Division. British Major Will McKinley says it's not clear who's defending Basra.
What we are aware of is that there are paramilitaries. Now, the paramilitaries may be made up of ex-regulars or civilians who've picked up rifles, and that's not something we've been able to determine at this stage. I can't go into details, but if you think about it, if you're a soldier and you're very dedicated to Saddam Hussein and you don't want to be a target, you would maybe change into civilian clothing, but keep your rifle.
Although British officials think they may be facing troops of the division, U.S. General Richard Myers doubts it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff told reporters yesterday that Iraqi paramilitaries may be recycling the division's abandoned equipment using their armored vehicles and mortars. Many miles up the Euphrates River, U.S. forces are also facing attacks from irregular troops as they approach Baghdad. Last night, part of the U.S. Army's 7th Cavalry Regiment reported an encounter with hundreds of enemy fighters in pickup trucks. The Americans contend that they killed at least 150 enemy troops, but not before the Iraqis fired anti-tank weapons. They disabled two of the massive Abrams battle tanks that U.S. soldiers rely on for protection, though the U.S. reported no casualties. The irregular forces have sometimes drawn blood from U.S. troops, and on other occasions they've been slaughtered. The unanswered question is whether these tactics offer a clue to how Iraqi forces might defend Baghdad. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.